We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the last line of Kuf Amud Beis. The Gemara just told us that even though we know that if someone gets moved Mekoichoi from your power, that is called Hoitzah, Hachnaso, Havara. But by a Carmelist, the Gemara said, Koichoi ve Carmelist loy gazru. By Carmelist, we weren't Geyser if you didn't throw it yourself straight into the Carmelist from a Shishiyachar or Shishiyachar to the Carmelist. The only time you chayiv is through it straight. If you went with Koichoi, if you got it rolling, that's not enough. And you're not chayiv. And what do you know that from? No Taimra. What's a raya to that Yesoid that Koichoi ve Carmelist loy gazru? No Taimra. Into the Braisa. A Sfina, which is a Shishi Yachid, you can't metal to form the Shishi Yachid into the Yam, because the Yam is a Carmelist. And you can't carry from the Yam to the Shishi Yachid, to the Sfina, because the Yam is a Carmelist. From Yehuda Imer, Yehuda says, what about if you have a boat, a Muka Asara, the boat has a depth of 10 Tfachim, which makes the boat a Shishi Yachid, Ve'en Gevoya Asara, but from the water level until the top of the boat is less than 10 tfachim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Metaltlim l'soicha l'yam." You could carry from the inside of the boat to the water. Avaloyim l'yam l'soicha, but not from the water to the boat. Now, I'm going to ask, what's the difference? Ma'ishnam l'yam l'soicha d'loy. Why can't you carry from the yam into the sfina? D'loy d'kol metaltlim l'kam l'shishyachid. Because you metaltlim from the yam, which is a caramelist, to the sfina, which is a shishyachid. So then why metaltlim l'yam is any better? From the Sfina to the Yam, what shouldn't be able to carry? Metaychel Yam Nami can metaltum Shishyachel the Carmelist. You're carrying from Shishyachel to the Carmelist. Elalav, what are we always talking about? Achuda. We're talking about that when you metaltum Metaychel from the boat, the Yam, you're doing it against the side of the boat. You're letting it slither down the side of the boat, and that's only Koychai. Meshmamino, Koychai be Carmelist like Gozu. Meshmamino. We see from here that Koychai be Carmelist, there is no Xera, and that's why it's Mutter to carry metoichel yam. What's the case? They're putting it down the side of the boat, and that's going with gravity into the water. It's only metoichel. It's not mamish yomaisa. So why can't you throw from the water into the boat on the chuda? Because that's impossible. Because it's the way you have to get it over the wall. You have to get it over the wall. Once you get it over the wall, so then it's carrying into a reshus hayachid. Because you can't put it on the side of the boat on the outside. How's it getting up? It can't slither up the boat. So there's no way getting up. You have to pick it up and put it over the wall. So that's a Shishi Yachid. And that's also to do from the Yam to the Svina. So Rashi speaks out. That's why it says, Ve'en Gevoya Asara. Why did it say En Gevoya Asara? We're talking about the boat itself is Shishi Yachid. So who cares if the outside wall of the boat from the level of the water is 10 or less than 10? So Rashi explains that if you're more than 10 from the water level until the top of the boat on the outside, then it would be mutter to carry from the Carmelist to Rosh Hashiachat. Why? Because you're going through a Makom Patur. You're throwing it through a Makom Patur. Because you to go above the wall of Svina, it went above a 10 Tfachim of the Carmelist, went into the area called a Makom Patur. So it went from a Carmelist to a Makom Patur to Rosh Hashiachat. And even though we pass in that by through a Makom Patur to Shishi Yachid, or the opposite of Shishi Yachid, Makom Patur to Shishi Rabim, that's Chayiv. But from a Carmelist, they weren't Mechayiv, it went through a Makom Patur. And therefore, it's Dafka if it's Eina Gevaya Asara. Dafka Eina Gevaya Asara, that is where it is Asa. But if it's higher than Asara, you have to go through a Makom Patur, then Taka will be Mutter both ways, Metaychel Yam and Yam Lataycha. And Shmami, no, you see from here, Lamai said that when we talk about it, wasn't a Gevaya Asara, and still you let it carry from the inside to the outside to the Carmelist. The reason is because you let it slither down the wall. So you see from here, Koyche Carmelist, Loigazru Shmami, no. Ah, you can tell me, it's Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbana argues. So Taisus speaks out, Tap Taisus here, that the Machlekes Rabbana Rabbi Yehuda is just if you say this, the Vart, that going through a Makom Patur is that Mutter by a Carmelist. That's the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. But everyone agrees that if you throw it down the side, Koyichai b'Carmelist loy gazu. So look at the Maravaita. I'm Rav Huna. Hani beitzosa demeshon. These small boats of the river called Meshon, ein metaltlim behem, you cannot carry in those boats Ela besoich arba, only within 4 amas. That means, just like a Rabbi, you're only allowed to carry 4 amas, not more than 4 amas. Here in these small boats, you can't carry more than 4 amas at a time. Why not? Because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because the why not? Because since it's a small boat, so it gets very narrow on the bottom. So if it's very narrow on the bottom, you don't have 4 tefachim on the bottom. So even if it's 10 tefachim high, no 4 tefachim on the bottom. So it's not called a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's what Rashi learns. B'loy Amaron, when do we say it's not called Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Ela she'ein v'pachas v'shoysha arba. That it doesn't get wide until above 3 tefachim. Then it starts getting wide 4 tefachim. But within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's still less than 4 tefachim. Aval, yes, v'pachas v'shoysha arba. But within 3 tefachim of the ground, it already gets wide enough to 4, less lamba. That's enough to call it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Another way to call Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if you filled up the bottom of the boat where it's sharp and it's narrow, you filled it up with different branches and reeds, less lamba, also then it's bottled there, and then the mechitzas can start, the 4 tefachim can start higher, raises the floor. Now what's the pshat? Why you need 4, you always need a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to be 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. Ah, you're going to ask me, Lamaisa, there is a makam in this boat where it lands up being 4 tefachim by 10. You know, the first 5 tefachim of the boat are narrow. But after that, you have another 30 tefachim. That's 4 tefachim wide. So what's the problem? So it's mashman rashi. The problem is because then the mechitzas are not good. Because the mechitzas start from the bottom. And the mechitzas have to have 4 tefachim in between. That's where the mechitzas start. So here, where the mechitzas start, there's no 4 tefachim, so it's like mechitza teluya. The halacha is that if a mechitza is hanging in mid-air, even though it's more than 10 tefachim, it's not a good mechitza. So here it's a mechitza teluya, because on the bottom, there is no mechitza, because it doesn't have 4 tefachim on the bottom, so it doesn't have a shame mechitza for a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim. So you look at these mechitzas of this boat that's hanging in mid-air, because the bottom is too narrow. That's the pshat in this halacha. Tosfos argues on the whole sugya of Rashi. We're learning Rashi's sugya of Veitzasa Dimension. Okay. Maskevlar Rav Nachman has a kasha on this din of Rav Huna, that says that since it doesn't go down to the bottom, on the bottom, it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not called a good mechitza. So Maskevlar Rav Nachman, v'leim a good achas mechitzasa. What's the problem? You tell me that it's only had the shame mechitza if it's 4 tefachim wide. It's only called a wall if it's 4 tefachim wide. Okay, so now up here, there's a wall here, because it's 4 tefachim wide. Let's look at Ke'ilu, the walls coming straight down. The walls are 10 tefachim long, so there's an idea called good achas mechitzasa, where you look at the wall, it comes straight down to the bottom. What's the right? We have shy idea. Mila Tanya, didn't learn the Braisa. Someone puts a stick, a thin pole on Shirabim. It's a pole. Mr. Rabin, over Roshay Traskel, on top you put on top of it a inverted basket. Turn the basket over on its head, and you put it on top of this pole. Vizorak, and it's more than 10 tefachim high. Vizorak v'nachal gabav, you threw something from Shirabim and landed on top of it. V'chayiv, yechayiv kuzavaitza. It's called v'chayiv here, for achnasa really, but it's from Shirabim to Shiyachid. Yechayiv for achnasa, bring it from Shiram to Shiyachid, because on top of this is Traskos Kosh Shiyachid. I, what do you mean? Where's the Mechitzas? Alma Amrinan, good Achis Mechitzas. So you say that you look at the Mechitza of the Traskos, comes straight down. You see it comes straight down. It's 4 amas wide, and you say good Achis Mechitzas. It's even a Chiddush is that even though the Mechitzas of the Traskos is not even 10 Tvachim, still you say good Achis Mechitzas, according to Rav Yisrael Yehuda. So Achinami, by this little boat, name also good achas mechitzas. So why don't we say that the mechitzas should come down to the bottom? Now you have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, complete Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's not teluya, it's not hanging anymore because you look at it, it comes straight down. That's Rav Nachman's kasha. So Maskevlar Rav Yosef, what are you being a raya from Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda that he holds good achas mechitzas in such a case? L'shmilu l'had amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav u'matabah mishum Rav Chia v'tani Allah, they learned the braisa on this of Rav Yehuda v'chavon paitrim. Chol yipater, if you throw onto the top of this traskel, you're not chayiv. Why? Because chav, you don't say good achas mechitzasa by a traskel at least. And this is how we paskin. So what's this kash? What's this kash? Yes, mechadrus Yehuda. We paskin the rabbanon. Dr. Gemara, say they agree to the idea of good achas mechitzasa, but they hold here there's no good achas mechitzasa. There's no good achas. We'll see in a second why. So Rav Yosef has a kasha that, what are you telling me? Rav Nachman has a kasha. He says, we find good achas mechitzasa, Rav Yehuda, and therefore they both should be a rishus yachas. He says, what do you mean? We hold a chama, chama hold pata. Amalei Abaya, Vatle Tizbra, you don't hold that you should say good achas mechitzasa here. I'll tell you why you should say it. And it goes into Arichas over here, Abaya, to prove that you could say good achas mechitzasa here. Vatayin, you don't have a braisa. Omish Rabbin Gvaya, sorry. You have a Omish Rabbin that's 10 tvachim high, Baruch of Abba, it's 4 tvachim wide. Vain Beikroi, Arba, and on the bottom of it, it's not wide, 4 tvachim. Only on top. Vyesh Bekotze Shaloi, Gimel, and the first 3 tvachim, it's still kotze, it's still narrow. That means from 3 tvachim on the ground, it's still narrow. It's not 4 tvachim wide yet. Bezorak Nochal Gaba, Vyachayev. Amma meaning Gurachas Vizasa. You say Gurachas Vizasa. And this Bryce sounds like it's Kuli Amma. So what do you mean? The Rabbanan just told me don't hold Gurachas Vizasa. We have a Bryce that says it does hold of it. Amma meaning Gurachas Vizasa. Hakanami, he also, by Sfina, say Gurachas Vizasa. And Abaye finishes explaining. So, Elamai, what's the Pshat? Why, by the case of a Traskel, does Rabbanan hold Potter? And here it sounds like, but it's Amud. He holds that Yechayiv, it is a Shishyachid, and Midir Yehoshim Havle Mechitza Shagdi and Baikimba. The reason why by Traskel is not good, because the Mechitza, that Gedim can walk under it. Since Gedim can walk under it, you can't say the Mechitza is coming down, because goats can walk under it, so it's obviously not a Mechitza. But Hacha, but the case of this 4x4 pole that's thick, 4x4, just on the bottom it's narrower, there, They can't walk under it because it's not so narrow. Have a mechitza shegdim baikabah. So there was not mechitza that gedim go under it. They don't go under this thing, and therefore asking that by us also by Sfina also there's no gedim baikabah. It's in the water. Gedim don't come here. So that's the end of Abaye's kasha. Abaye's kasha is like this: that you Rav Yosef want to say that Rabban don't hold of good achas mechitzasa. So to Abaye says it's not true. Rabban hold of good achas. But just Rabban hold that when Gedim could walk under it, so then it's not going to be called good achas, because if they walk under it, obviously the mechitza is not coming down. So by a pole with a traskel, Gedim walk under it. But by a pole that's, you know, 3 tvachim wide on the bottom and 4 tvachim on the top, the Gedim don't have enough room to walk under it. Therefore, you don't say good achas mechitzasa. And the same thing by Svina, which is in the water. There's no Gurachas Mechitzasa, so there's no Gedim Baikimah, so why can't you say Gurachas? That means, by the Traskel, Gedim can walk under it, but by the case of the Umber and the case of Sfina, Gedim cannot walk under it. So the Gemara's kasha is, why don't you say Gurachas Mechitzasa? Let it be kosher, even if it's not 4 Tvachim on the bottom. Omli Rav Acha, Breid Rav, Achal Rav Ashi, no, Gavis Sfina Nami, there's the idea of Gedim Baikimah. Why? Because Hayikad Begiyas Dogim, fish could go under it. Fish go under that imaginary mechitza, and therefore, it fircham, you can't say imaginary mechitza, fish could go under it. Amalei, so Rashi answered, no, Bekiah's dog voice by Bekiah, that's not called a Bekiah. And Rashi says, the reason why is because they're not visible. You don't see them. Since you don't see them, so it's not called a problem for Gurachas mechitza. So, and therefore, it's back to the Kasha, the why don't you say Gurachas Mechitzasa? That's back to that Kasha, that you should say Gurachas Mechitzasa. That's a bias Kasha. Umanot Tamra, how do you know that Bekiah's dogim lo yishmei Bekiah? How do you know? Umanot Tamra. The Boimni Rav Tavla, Rabbi Tavla. They asked Rav Tavla Shaila. Now, Rabbi Rav Tavla Maravim. Rav Tavla asked Shaila from Ravim. Now, until now we were talking about saying Gurachas Mechitzasa to make the top of this pole, the top of a traskel, to make that into Rosh Hashanah. That's much easier to say Mechitza, Gurachas Mechitzasa. What about if you want to use the bottom space, the space where it's open on the bottom, and call that a Mechitza? That's much harder to do, even with Gurachas Mechitzasa. So, Bainer of Tavlam Arav, Mechitza Tuluya Maosh Tata Bechorba. So, the normal case where you're missing a bottom of a wall is in a Chorba. That's what Rashi explains. The Gemara Shala was, Rav Tavla Shala was, if you have, you're sitting in a churva and it's like a house that's broken down, and the bottom, you know, 4 tvachim of the walls around you are open, and it's open to Shisha Rabim. Are you allowed to carry in here or not? Is it a Shisha Yochid or not? Because on one hand, you have Mechitzas that are 10 Tefachim high, but the bottom is open. So do you say Gurachas or not? Va'amalei, and he answered him, Ein Mechitzas Tluya Materas. Mechitzas Tluya does not work. Mechitzas Tluya does not work. Ein, it's not Materas. Because Gedeon Baikin Bay. The only time it works is Ela B'mayim. Only B'mayim. Kalu Shekiru Chama Mayim. It's a cooler, made a cooler by Mayim that it will work. Break the more by Mayim, but you can be Kiyas Dogim. But the Mayim says, Bekiyas Dogim, say, Hakis Egrachas Vesasa. El Shema, no, no, Bekiyas Dogim, Loy Shema Bekiyas. You see, Bekiyas Dogim is not called Bekiya. And you still need to say, by the way, there's a cooler by Mayim, they allowed this. Because even if you say there's no such thing as Bekiyas Dogim, but still, it's a bigger chiddush to say that on the bottom has Dinu Shisha Yochid. What was the case of Mayim? The case of Mayim is, let's say, someone has next to his house water, and he wants to be able to bring it into his house, and the water is carmelous. So they allowed you to make a box with mechitzas of Yud Tfachim, and you'll say over there, good achas mechitzasa going down, and that makes the bottom also a Shisha Yochid. Now, even though the bottom is open, still cool a Shisha Yochid with good achas. And that is a kula that you say even the bottom part is called Shisha Yochid, a special kula they make by Mayim, because it's so hard to get water, and you're not going to have any choice. So therefore, they allowed you to use this kula. But Lamaisa, if it would be Gedi and Baikin Boy, or Dog and Baikin Boy, fish or anything go under it, then Allah will be, it can't be good achas mechitzasa, even for the top. Even for the top wouldn't be good achas mechitzasa. So it must be, and you still have to come on to a kula that we even allow the bottom to be called a Shisha Yochid, but Alamaisa al-Kapanim, we see from here that Bekiyas Dogim Loishma Bekiya, and that Abaya blibes by his Kasha that he had a Kasha, not like a Rav Huna Yosef, and he held that the halacha should be that the top of that boat should be a Shisha Yochid because you say, Kur'achas Mechitzasa.